On this All Saints Sunday, our gospel reading comes from us from John chapter 11, verses 32 through 34. After a delay in coming, Jesus arrives in Bethany and greets his friends Mary and Martha, only to find that their brother Lazarus had died. Let us listen together for God's word. When Mary arrived where Jesus was and saw him, she fell to his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died." When Jesus saw her crying, and the Jews who had come with her crying also, he was deeply disturbed and troubled. He asked, "Where have you laid him?" They replied, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to cry. The Jews said, "See how much he loved him?" But some of them said, "He healed the eyes of the man born blind. Couldn't he have kept Lazarus from dying?" Jesus was deeply disturbed again. When he came to the tomb, it was a cave, and a stone covered the entrance. Jesus said, "Remove the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said, "Lord, the smell will be awful. He has been dead 4 days." Jesus replied, "Didn't I tell you that if you believe, you will see God's glory?" So they removed the stone. Jesus looked up and said, "Father, thank you for hearing me. I know you always hear me. I say this for the benefit of the crowd standing here, so that they will believe that you sent me." Having said this, Jesus shouted with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his feet bound and his hands tied and his face covered with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." May God bless the reading and hearing of this God's holy word.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Christ of life, give us life through your word today. Amen. So All Saints Day is a special day in the life of the church. You can tell it's special because the bell tables are up. That's always a good sign. You can tell it's special because the paraments are white. That's a good sign. You can tell it's special, too, because the names of our loved ones who've died during the past year, we've printed those for us to see and name today. I don't know about you, though, this day in the life of the church not only looks special, but I think it feels special. I think today is a day when the veil between heaven and earth is thin and when the Spirit draws particularly close to us. This All Saints Day is a special day in the life of the church. It is wholly different, set apart, other. That's what the word saint means, you know. Oftentimes we think of a saint as someone who is particularly wonderful, particularly faithful, maybe a little better than us, maybe a little bit closer to perfection. A spiritual Jedi, if you will. It's not really what a saint is, though. You see, the word saint comes from the Greek word hagios, which means holy, other, different, set apart, other from other things. Buildings can be hagios, like this one, for example, when they are set apart for things like the worship of God, the other one. Things can be hagios too, like communion tables. Communion tables can be hagios, can be other, when they are used for the very other ritual of Holy Communion. And certainly people can be hagios, can be saints and other when they say yes to God's call in their lives, when they set apart their lives for service to God in Christ. One point that I hope you go away with this morning, though, is this, that what makes things and people saints or saintly or holy or other has nothing to do with whether they're particularly wonderful or faithful or better than anything or anyone else. I mean, a communion table is hagios not because it's so finely crafted and the beautiful wood it's made out of. I made the table. But what makes the table hagios is one thing and one thing alone, that it is set apart for service to God in Christ. So people, like communion tables, are saints not because they're so wonderful or spiritual Jedis, but only because they say yes to God's call in their lives and set apart their lives for service to God. So today it is good to be gathered together as we are. It's good to reflect on what it means to be a saint. It's good to be here together and to ask questions like, in what ways am I a saint? In what ways have I said yes to God's call in my life? And in what ways maybe is God calling me more and more to be a saint? It's good to reflect, but it's also good to remember. It's good to remember the saints who have gone before us, to mourn their deaths, to give thanks for their lives and the ways that they showed us in their lives how to be saints in our lives. I mean, what it looks like to be saintly in the real world and in real time. It's good to remember the saints. It's also good to remember Jesus Christ today, the other one, the one who did these crazy things like raise Lazarus from the dead and himself be raised from the dead. It's good to remember the one that we follow was other and showed us how to be other and bring life too. And so today, O saints, hagios, different ones, set apart ones, other ones, it's really good to be here together, surrounded by this cloud of witnesses, surrounded by one another, to reflect, to mourn, to give thanks, to remember. And in those ways, to be inspired ourselves to be more and more the saints that God calls us to be, that Christ and the other saints showed us how to be, and to be the saints this world is desperate for us to be. So happy All Saints Day, you other ones. Amen.